Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you glory this morning for giving us this opportunity to speak to your own people. Lord, we thank you, God, for every testimony coming forth from this sharing. Lord, we are grateful because, Lord, your word is working our life. Lord, we pray that, Father, the word that is coming out this morning will meet the needs of your children in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will grant us understanding and that, Lord, you will give us breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you because this word will perfect all things concerning our life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord. Be thou exalted, Jehovah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We give God the glory this morning, and we thank God for his goodness and his mercies over our life. Let me thank God for all those inviting us to their various church altars to preach. We thank you for the trust that you have in the ministry, and we thank God for all that God have done in various churches. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. As I always say, that look, you don't need to ask me again that can you come to our ministry or church. We are available. All you have to do is to give us some times for preparation, you know, so that you can invite us leave of notice for us to come, and surely we will come in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me also thank God for all those people encouraging us on this program, telling us that, you know, the word of God is very, very useful to them. We give God the glory for this, and we thank God because God will continue to bless you more and more in the name of Jesus Christ. Also, I thank God for those who came yesterday, even for, you know, the deliverance and healing session. Thank God for the great things, the mighty works of grace that God did in our midst. Thank God for the healing and deliverance. I'm sure that next time, you too make yourself available for that program and you will have a testimony. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to today's program because I know that the word of God for today is coming forth with God's grace and power even to bless your life. Today, we'll be talking on walking in faith. Walking in faith. This is a very fundamental teaching that I would like you to listen attentively for you to be blessed, because I have seen that the reason why most Christians are missing it, you know, is because they are not walking in faith. Walking in faith and not by sight. Let's take some scriptures together. First of all, let us read in the 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
For we walk by faith, not by sight. Number two scriptures, let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18.
Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen? For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
Wow. Now, let us now go forth in walking in faith or walking by faith. Walking by faith, not by sight. It means that even though we may not see God working right now, but we still trust and believe that He is preparing us for blessings and relief from our problem. So, you know, walking by faith is that you may not see God, you know, at work right now, but we believe and we trust that, you know, He's preparing us big blessings, great blessings. You know, your feeling can't see God. In fact, you can't feel God, but yet you still believe that God is at work. So what do you mean of that? It is a deep trust in what cannot be seen that God is providing. You know, you can't see it, you can't feel it, but you have a deep trust that God is able, is doing something. So what are we saying? Sometimes walking by faith is sometimes lonely. You know, it's like, am I sure I'm the right path? Am I sure that God is backing me? But yet, God is giving a guarantee. Look at 2 Corinthians also, chapter 5, verse number 5. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 5.
Now he that has worked us for the selfsame thing is God, who also has given unto us the earnest of the Spirit.
God has packed things for us. You know, He has given us a guarantee. Guarantee that, you know, as we put trust in Him, things will work in our life. So what am I saying this morning? Is that no matter the situation you are facing, you know, don't allow flesh to overtake you. You know, put your trust in God, and then you will see God at work in you. God back off faith people. Until you start to walk by faith, God will not come to your situation in life. Until you start to walk, you know, and to walk in faith also means to walk according to the word of God. You know, to walk according to what God is saying. Do you understand now? So it is not to walk by what people are saying. It is not to walk by flesh. It is not to walk by your feeling. It is to walk by God, by what God is saying. So, you know, I want you to understand that to walk, you know, by faith, there are three steps you must know. To walk by faith, there are three steps you must know. Number one thing is that you must guide your thoughts. Hallelujah. You know, because your thoughts are your spiritual seed. Your thoughts are spiritual seed. So your thoughts determine how you react to situation. You know, your thought is so important. Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, the thing you think about also affect how you feel. You know, see Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. The things you think, you know, affect how you feel. Philippians 4, 8.
Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
That is how God wants you to think. Things that are good, that are honest, that are virtue of good report. So you must think right. You understand that? You must think right. You know, when you start to think right, you will bring God into your situation. But you know what? How you think, what you think, what you say, is so important. You know, sometimes you discover that you are in a difficult situation and you are bombarded with negative thoughts, including worry, doubts, you know, and fear. So, you know, you must not allow those things to enter into your heart, because once worry, doubt, and tormenting fear enter into you, I'm telling you, faith can work. Faith is slippery in the corridor of fear. Faith is slippery, you know, in the corridor of fear. So it means that, you know, fear makes the pathway of faith to be slippery. So you can't be fearful and exercise faith at the same time. Do you understand that? So, and that is why, you know, when you face situation, you know, you must just let loose. You must allow, you must put your trust in God. Now, what it means that, you know, our biggest battle are fought in the mind. So unless you guide your mind, you will continue to walk in defeat. Unless you guard your heart, your mind, you will continue to war, because all the battles are taking place in your mind. Let's see Proverbs chapter number 4, verse 23. Proverbs 4, 23.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Out of it, you know, you must keep your heart, you know, from all those things that will not glorify God. All those things that will bring fear to you. All those things that will bring, you know, doubt to you, that will bring worry. Keep your heart from them. And that is why you must walk by faith. When you walk by faith, you know, all these satanic things, worry, fear, and also things, they will not enter again. You know, because once they enter, faith is eroded. You know, one thing that will erode faith in your life is fear and doubt. They don't allow, they are enemy of faith. So you must not entertain them. You know, and what I am saying this morning is this, that in order to walk by faith, be conscious of what you are thinking. In order for you to walk by faith, you know, you must be conscious of what you are thinking. Then also, your thought must line up with the word of God. You know, your thought are to line up with God's standard. So, number one thing to walk by faith is to guide your thought. To walk by faith is to guide your thought. The number two thing is to mind your mouth. That is to say, mind what you are saying. Number one thing is your thought. Number two thing is to mind what you say. You know, stop saying negative words to yourself or to your situation. stop seeing all this negative. You say, hey, I don't know how I will make it. In fact, it's like I can't make it. It's like I can't get there. I don't know all those type of words. You know, you always taste negative things because your word is the driver of your life. What you say is what will come to pass. So you need to be careful. You know, as I have told you, words are seen. So your words must demonstrate your belief that God is working on your behalf. What you are saying must have a trustworthy power that God is at work in your life. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37.
For by thy word thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned.
So your word, you know, when you are in a situation, what you say matters. What you speak matters. Because what you speak, you know, is either it will justify you or condemn you. It is either attracting God to you or attracting Satan to you. So words are attractants, attracting either the kingdom of God to you or the kingdom of the devil. So your word will either favor you or work against you. So in order to walk by faith, speak confidently and boldly as if the situation has already been resolved positively in your favor. You know, you must speak positively. You must be a positivitarian. You must speak confidently and boldly as if the situation has already been resolved positively in your favor. Also, you must speak in faith like it is already done. You know, just speak in faith, it is done. You know, speak as if to say God has done it. They will say, are you telling a lie? No. You are not telling a lie. You are only exercising your faith. You are walking by faith. So, number one thing, you know, to walk by faith is to guide your thoughts. Number two things is to mind your mouth. Number three thing is, you know, what you are doing, what you do. James chapter 2 in verse number 22. James 2, 22, yes.
Says thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect.
Okay, so it means that, you know, faith without work is dead. That's what I'm saying. Faith without work is what? And Bible is saying that working by faith without taking action is nothing. So, you know, there must be corresponding action to demonstrate your faith. If there is faith in you, then there must be a demonstration. There must be an action. Like, you know, Abraham, you know, God told him to take a step of faith to give his child as a what? As, you know, sacrifice. You know, he took the step. Do you understand that? Because he believed, said, God will kill this boy for me or what? He took the step. And Bible says, because of that, you know, God blessed Abraham. You know, so the path of faith is full of blessing. The path of faith is full of blessing. So as you take step of faith, God will meet you on the path to your victory. When you take step of faith, it is then that God will meet you on the path to your victory. So faith people are victorious people. You know, your faith brings your victory. So when you walk by faith, you are walking to victory. You are walking into greatness. Can you understand that? So now, these are the things I want you to know. In fact, I was saying of Martin Luther King, the Jr. He said, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. You know, faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Just take the step by faith, you know. As you are taking step by step, you will get to the top. Hallelujah. I see you get to the top in Jesus. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome to this program again. We are talking of walking by faith this morning. And I said it's very important teaching because most Christians miss it in this way. So you must understand that there is more than what we can see. That's why we are walking by faith. What you see is limited. There are many things you can see. And yet God has made them available. So it is your faith that brings, you know, the things you can't see to reality through your faith. Let's see that one. We have read it in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. But let's read it again and again. Yes, 2 Corinthians 4, 18.
Why we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
So there are things that are not seen. There are victory that God has given to you, but you have not seen it. There are things that God has prepared for you, you have not seen it. It is walking by faith that brings such things into your life. You know, so walking daily according to God's word, you know, they bring God's promises to you that you cannot see, that you can't see right now. Praise the name of the Lord. So to trust God, you know, you must walk by faith. You will discover the book of Esther. The book of, do you know that God was not mentioned once in that book? God was not mentioned in the whole of the book of Esther. Yet his hand is evident throughout it. Can you see that? His hand. Even though, you know, God was not mentioned in the whole book of Esther, but God was controlling or everything, you know, because he prepared Esther by making her queen and giving her courage. You know, she was the one that prepared Esther to make her queen and give her courage. Even he was the one that softened the king's heart towards Mordecai at the right time, you know, and also he gave the Jew relief from their sorrow through all the events that follow after. So, you know, I want you to know that there are some things that God is doing in your life right now. And God will perfect them as you continue to trust in Him and you believe in Him in the name of Jesus Christ. So all you have to do is that you must keep on rejoicing and praising Him. Though the time looks so hard. The time looks so hard, but continue to rejoice. Faith people are rejoicing people. Continue to rejoice and praise Him, you know, in all your hard times. And I'm telling you that things will become better in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me, before we go on this program this morning, let's talk on the benefits of faith. The benefit of faith. You know, number one benefit is that genuine faith much more precious than gold. You know, genuine faith is much more precious than gold. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7.
That the trial of your faith be much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ.
So faith shall be tested by fire. Do you know what it means? Expect difficulties, expect persecution in your life. But he said that at the end, you'll be blessed. Can you see now? So walking by faith doesn't mean that there will not be all difficulties. No, there will be. You know, that's what Peter is saying there. You know, they say that, you know, our faith is much more precious than gold. You know, much more precious. So it's so important, you know, because, you know, you confront every issue of life by faith. You confront every situation by faith. And when faith is not there, the Savior will swallow you up. May that not be your case in the name of Jesus Christ. So, you know, we need to know that it is faith that makes us champion. It is our faith that crowns us at the end. That is why you must walk by faith. So, number one thing I want you to know that it is faith that brings salvation. It's faith. It is faith that brings salvation to you. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Yes.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast.
So, by faith you are saved. Not that they said, you know, Bible said we are not born again through corruptible things. It said by incorruptible things, you know, by the word of God. So it is by faith. Can you see now? It's by faith. Not because, you know, you are given money in the church that makes you born again. No, you are not saved by money. You are not saved by material things. You are saved by your faith in Christ. By your faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ on Calvary. That was what brought salvation to us, and it is the power of faith. So all those people that get born again, it is a work of faith. John 3:16, popular scripture I want to remind you this morning. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
So for you to be saved is to believe in Christ. You know, a lot of people, they just follow their wife to church. Not that they believe Jesus Christ. And now they are given a deep position in the church. No, you know, you must believe in Christ. You know, your faith must be in Christ for you to move forward. Now, look at John. John chapter 5, verse 24. John 5, 24.
Very, very, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
So faith brings everlasting life. Faith means to pass from death to life. Can you understand? That is why faith is so important. You know, it's like faith is your engine car to heaven. So you need to walk by faith. Faith people, they will surely get to heaven. Can you understand? Now, Romans chapter 1, verse 17. Romans 1, 17.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
You must live by faith. You know, when you live by faith, God counts it for you as righteousness. Can you see now? God counts for you. God makes it great for you. Now, faith brings answer to prayer. Without faith, your prayers can never be answered. You know, in Matthew 21, verse 22. Matthew 21, verse 22. Yes.
And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive.
Everything you ask, believe. So, you know, you must have faith as you pray. A lot of people, they pray, you know, but they don't believe. They just stand there. They are just mumbling there. You know, you must have faith that what I'm saying right now, I'm receiving answer. You know, so he said, well, so if, at any point in time you pray, you must believe that you have. Even he says what in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. Matthew 6, 11.
Give us this day our daily bread.
That is faith. You know, you are believing God. Lord, today I need so and so thing. And you know, as you pray, God is bringing them to you. So, number one thing we said this morning is that faith brings salvation. Number two, faith brings answers to prayers. Number three, faith brings all the benefits of salvation into our life. Faith brings all the blessings of salvation. This include healings, it includes prosperity, peace, you know, joy, love, you know, deliverances from demons, and sanctification. You know, these are the things that faith brings to life. Let's see Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9.
For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
So we don't need to boast because, you know, it is by faith. You know, these are power of faith. Bible says that, you know, no man should boast about it. So everything you are receiving is by faith. Your healing is by faith. Your prosperity is by faith. You know, the peace, the deliverance from demons, they are from faith. Hallelujah. So as you exercise small faith, so you enjoy all these benefits. The reason why Christians are suffering today is because they cannot exercise their faith to receive from God. You know, they are saying that if I don't see it, I can't believe. No, you don't need to see before you believe. There are things that faith has packaged for you. But you know, the reason is that when you are not walking by faith, you know, you are walking in defeat, you know, and this must stop in your life. You know, all this affliction must stop in your life, because at the time you start to walk by faith, you will not see them again. Hallelujah. You will see them again. Now, also we discovered that faith is a spiritual force through which, you know, our life can count for Jesus. Our ministry for Christ become effective. You know, no faith, no effective Christianity. No faith, you know, no ministry. A lot of people there, they think that ministry is by going around asking money from everybody. No, faith is that, you know, faith makes ministry to be strong. Let's read Mark 11, 23. Mark 11, 23.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said.
He shall have. You know, when you speak to the mountain, that mountain can be your problem. That mountain can be an hindrance. That mountain can be a delay in your life. That mountain can be anything. Now, you exercise by faith, by speaking. You know, faith must be spoken out. You know, a man of faith is a man that speaks. He speaks in righteousness. He speaks what God says, you know. So, what am I saying this morning? Is that for your life to count, you must speak. Faith is a major key to a successful Christian life. And finally this morning, faith is a major key for an effective healing and deliverance ministry. Faith is a major, 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 major key for effective healing and deliverance ministry. I commit to God and I trust you tomorrow that you come to church and your life will be blessed. Thank you for giving us your attention. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books on various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.